You will have heard in the news that the UK Home Secretary has signed an extradition order that could see Julian Assange removed to the United States. Greg Barnes is Mr. Assange's Australian legal representative. Joins us now. Greg, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Jonathan.
The significance of this order?
It's just a normal part of the process. If there's an extradition request, the government in the jurisdiction in respect of which the request is made has to sign a document saying that the request is in order and it can go before the courts. If it says that the request is not in order, that means that it objects to it, and it would certainly object to it in the courts. So, but what it does indicate is that the UK government will not get involved in this matter now. This is a matter that's now before the UK courts.
Was there any expectation that the UK government might stand between the US and this order, that might obstruct the issuing of this order?
Well, no, there hasn't been, Jonathan. I mean, there's certainly been cases, and I'm thinking certainly in the Australian context here, but British law is very similar, and that is where countries, for example, governments refuse to accede to an extradition request. That's happened in relation to, for example, Saudi Arabia, where people have been threatened, and I think in relation to China. But given the way in which the UK government has conducted itself in the Assange matter, one didn't expect anything different from what has been done.
So this goes to court. When and what happens?
So the proceedings start, I think, tomorrow. This will take some weeks, this first round of hearings. No doubt, if an extradition request is granted, there will be an appeal, and the matter could take certainly some months, if not over a year, to resolve.
Greg Barnes, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Greg Barnes, Australian legal representative of Julian Assange, and repeating the news, and you will have heard it in the bulletin at the top of the hour, the UK Home Secretary has signed an extradition order.